Yesterday on the show, we heard that the Northwest Community College in Terrace is building work camp style housing for some students. It's meant to make trade students camp ready before committing to the lifestyle. Carrie Clark spoke with me about from the college.
Immediately, there's a huge benefit to having students actually, while they're studying their education at Northwest Community College, actually living in a work camp, because some of the feedback we've had from industry, and we've also had that feedback from a couple of students that have come back to me, and they say they were not really prepared for what it was like living in camp.
And there you go. That's Carrie Clark from the Northwest Community College. Now, Angela Angel studies the health effects of isolation in work camps at the University of Alberta, and she joins me from her home with some thoughts on pre-exposing people to work camps. She's on the line with me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Russell.
So you studied work camps in Fort McMurray as well as Northern BC. For any of us who hasn't been there or doesn't know anyone who's worked in one, what do you think life is like at these camps?
Well, I think it depends on which work camp you go to. There's tremendous diversity within work camps. Some have great amenities, recreational amenities, and, some don't. Some are really isolated and, do not provide much for the workers to do when they're in their 12 hours off or, get off shift and are resting and recuperating. So it depends, but I know staying in work camps in Fort McMurray and visiting those in northern BC, it can be isolating, definitely. You're sort of, worlds away from cities and towns and worlds as you knew it, society as you know it. So it can be very isolating and can be mentally tough for some workers.
And I suppose, as we all know, you're working in the camp, but home is perhaps one province over, perhaps on the other side of the country, for that matter.
Mm-hmm. Yes. For many of the men working up in, the LNG Canada projects and other projects up in the Kitimat area, home was many provinces away. A lot of Maritimers had come over to work in those projects. So, home can be very, very far away. Camps with good amenities, with also good communication amenities, high-speed Wi-Fi, et cetera, so that workers could connect with their families and friends back home were key to helping them, balance that work and life.
You told me, or one of the things that you found out as you studied these work camps is that some people thrive in these sorts of isolated communities, but others struggle.
Yeah, so in my research, I kind of identified two main categories of workers, and these are sort of, on a sliding continuum. So on one end, we'd have the thrivers, so those who are overcoming mobile work challenges, such as being away from home and really thriving, so reaching financial goals and successfully balancing work and family life. And then on the other end of the spectrum, there are those who are what I term the strugglers. So those whose mental and physical well-being has significantly been degraded by mobile work stressors and other pre-existing stressors to the point that, healthy human functioning has been impaired. The individual might be depressed or have an addiction.
Yeah, we've even seen situations where men go home to their home provinces and their home lives, and they bring back all manner of medical problems with them. For these kids, possibly 45 kids will be going into this work camp simulated type of housing structure. How do you think they'll benefit from making it part of their training for this type of industry?
Well, when I first heard about this idea, it's very interesting, and I think it has some huge potential. So having, the mobile work model positioned within an academic or an educational setting could really afford opportunity for educators, trainers, for students, for these future workers, really provide an opportunity to learn from these spaces and to reflect upon, what we provide for workers within these spaces and to really, essentially improve work camp conditions. So I know that in the research that I've done, those with prior experience in work camp settings, for example, those who have served in the Army, lived in Army barracks, had a better taste of life living away from home in these camp-type settings, and they did better. But, there's a lot of factors that sort of contribute to whether you're a thriver or struggler within these settings. And, one of it is prior experience. so maybe a bit of preconditioning. But there's also personal disposition, and of course, the major one is the camp conditions themselves, the physical design, the amenities, and also the work culture operating within these spaces. So I know from the research that I've done, work culture and resource extractive industries can, you know, promote sort of that big boys don't cry.
Yeah.
Really not sort of promote looking after your health and mental well-being. So I think, yeah, looking at, you know, work camp spaces within, you know, an educational setting is a huge opportunity, provides huge potential to improve these spaces. I think it also offers an opportunity for unique partnerships, innovative partnerships to form between, you know, the educational training sector, industry, Northern Health. I know Northern Health has been very proactive in looking at health within these spaces.
Yes, we'll see now if everybody starts listening and learning from each other. Angela, thanks so much for your time and expertise today.
Yeah, you're welcome, Russell.
Angela Angel is a mobile work researcher from Alberta, and she says the new work camp style student housing being built in Terrace is a learning opportunity for everyone, but we want to hear from you. How much do you think this work camp style student housing can have an effect on the industry and the people who work in the industry? 1-866-340-1932. That's 1-866-340-1932 on our listener line, or email us daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.